Thank you for joining the Neo-Brahmi Generation panel call on the 29th of September 2019. In the call, we have Udaya Ajay Anupam Jay, Mahfuz Majumdar, Mamun Muhammad Abdul Haq, Rajib, Sabrina Pitinan, and Samiran. Over to you, Dr. Ajay.
So welcome and thank you for joining this very important call. We need to move, as we know. So I will hear from our friends at Bangladesh what they have to say, and then we discuss those points and move further. Thank you.
Mamun, if you are speaking, you are on mute.
Hello.
Now yes, we are you are audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning from Bangladesh. You know, today we are going to finalize our decision, and we also may know we send some queries to ICANN authorities, especially Mr. Sarmad and Ms. Pitinan. So, could you, I want to say, Honorable Pitinan, could you please share the question number 7 for further discussion? Could you please, any provision to share this?
Sure, give me a minute. Can you see my screen?
Yes. I just want to further more explanation because there is a lot of in this answer, especially on the last paragraph. I would like to request Ms. Pitinan to read out and give further explanation to all. Those who are new in this context and in this query.
Sure. So I just go through the whole question. So this question readings, could you please give a maximum timeline with a specific milestones to solve the issue considering our above mentioned query? And so in the context that the above queries ask about the possibility to change or make any updates in the standard, okay? So basically in the answer, so we just lay out that the timeline for finishing the Bangla proposal, if we want to make it ready in the root zone by first quarter of the next calendar year, then we should submit it by the end of this year. And we have curated the IP opinion to it, and the IP suggests that we can, the Bangla proposal is can be easily accommodate the need of using these characters by using the sequence.
Thank you for your read out this answer.
Hello, sorry, I got disconnected. I'll show the screen again. Okay. Hope you can hear me now.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay, should I go from the top? Where did I cut off?
Yeah, you can start, please.
Okay. So just me recap again. So this question asking about the timeline to fix the above mentioned question, which is about updating the standard. So basically in response, we share that if the Bangkala proposal wants to be ready in the first quarter of calendar year 2020, it should be submitted and finalized by the end of 19. And to do that, we ask the opinion of the IP how to move forward. The IP suggests that the solution can be easily accommodate the three characters that is used by the Bangladeshi community by using the sequence of the NFC form. Okay, and then they enumerate the sequences. Also, in the next paragraph, is saying that the nukta that is alone wouldn't be usable because it won't be listed as the single code point. It will be integrated into the sequence. And then, so this would be the possible timeline in contrast of proposing the modification of IDNA protocol, which will take many years if it ever succeed. And we also want to reiterate that it is important to note that this is the IDNA protocol, which is in a very low level. So all this implementation is not visible to the end users. So the browsers, or anything the browser will handle the normalized form. So the user can just key in as if they key.
Hello, Pitinan, you are not audible anymore.
I just got back again. I'm so sorry. The connection is not stable today. Share again. Okay, so hopefully it just cut off at the end. So basically at the end we just want to note that it is in the protocol is very low level, so for the end user they don't actually realize that behind the scene there is the composed form, and that is the answer of this question. So I'm not sure which part would you like us to explain more? Mamoon, sorry, am I audible?
Okay, got your point. Yep. Could you please, I want to know about the paragraph number 4 and important items. Could you recognize the paragraph? An important item.
Okay.
An important item to note that is that the IDNA protocol as such is very low level, and its details are not necessarily visible to the end user. Please explain necessary visible to end user. Is it end user can input by browser or any input software using any input software system or I know it's a protocol, and protocol means rules defined by some experts. So, does it relevant with any browser or any end user? I think it's purely mathematical algorithms which are defined by some internet experts. Is it relevant with end user? I cannot relate any logical relevancy with end user and with IDNA protocol.
Oh, okay. So when the end user wants to use the characters, they will just type on the keyboards, right? And yes. Enter it into the address bar in the browser.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened is the browser will understand. So the browser will process first to be able to continue the search. For example, if you enter the capital capital letters, browser will know that the capital letter is normalized form. It will lowercase it and then starts the search. So in the same way, so that's what happened in Latin. But for other script, the browser still also perform the normalizing. So when the user entered the characters with the nukta, with the single keyboard stroke, the browser will understand that it has to be broken into two code points before it perform the protocol exchange data.
It will be stored in decompose form or in a divided form.
It is.
Storing process, yes.
It is.
But user will realize that it inputted by a single or any types of input system. But after normalization, it will stored or recognized by canonical decompose.
Yes. And in the same way, when you search for data, so when it's composed back to display to you, it will know that it has to, what you are understanding is correct.
But there are lots of discrepancy with this system. Can I share a document or a page to all? I don't know how can I upload a sample to explain this discrepancy. Could you allow to upload or share some files to screen I can mail to you the file.
Sorry, Mamun, you want to share your screen?
I want to share a file or sample words to explain this issue in specifically.
Sure. So I can stop sharing my screen and you can share your screen. Do you see the menu and in the middle of the page?
Yes.
Okay. Let's click on that and then you can share.
Wait. Please let me look for a while.
Or you can email to me. I can display for you.
I'm going to email you. Just 1 second. Sorry, mailed you just now.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry for delay. Just mail you.
Okay.
A PowerPoint slide. Yeah.
Is it a large file? I still not see it.
PowerPoint file?
Why can't we, Pitinan, ask Mamun to share the screen directly? It will save everybody's time, right?
Right. Mamun, would you like to try that? Can you try click on the share button at the middle?
Okay.
We are here. Thank you.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay. I would like to share a slide where there are sample data from Bangla linguistic data corpus. All you see, the two word is robot versus robot. These two entity are different, even this Bhoumik and Bhoumik. And all are same, look like and same grapheme, but stored differently. And this para with maybe included nukta, and this para maybe as atomic. I can collect this data from different inputting software. And first category of software was collected from same software. And also, I would like to share another slide. These are from similar a vendor using or compose this data, linguistic data. So I don't know how can we handle in future to write domain name, these types of data. For this reason, we think it's a crucial issue. The point in user input and normalization and storing in domain name as well as in by protocol is still in a complex to us, and also require more explanation. That is my point, and I think that's enough from my end.
Okay, thank you. So I understand that there is a problem in the data that are existing today, but unfortunately, the LGR work is really focused on the domain name area. And basically in the DNS system, the protocol just only allow the normalized form, the same way that you cannot find a capital characters in the DNS because it will be normalized to the lower case. So for your case, unfortunately, the normalized form which is existing today is a decomposed one. So it's as simple as that. We hope your issue can be solved, but unfortunately, it's not within the root zone LGR work. So that will be my input. Thank you.
I know this is out of scope of NBGP or LGR, but how can I deal with these types of data? It's most frequent. I think it also applicable for other new Brahmi scripts, but I don't know how they deal because I collect this data from various types of source. I find out the discrepancy and anomalies. So input system or inputting process is relevant with normalization, and normalization is relevant with storing. Actually, I'm talking about the storing process or the recognition process in road zone. A character inputted by any user should define how it will be stored in road zone. For Bangla character, some of entities are still in confusion mode. That is why we don't know how to deal them. So I think technical explanation on this regard, that is how I can please to release this issue, ASAP. And I'm really sorry for bothering you one by one, calling one by one meeting. So I think if you get any technical explanation and satisfy of any technical or especially for technical reason, technical guy, then we can say it's okay, sir, go on. That's my from end.
Pitinan, do you want to say something?
Not very sure. So, not quite clear what do you mean by technical explanations. I understand that what we provide is purely technical. So could you explain more? What do you expect?
Yes, the storing process and the already the share the slide you shared, you have shared. Please share it again. Could you please share it?
Pitinan, I think there are 2 points here which we need to capture, and I think you have already captured that. But for the sake of clarity, let us do this again. But for the record purpose, I want to say one more thing, that in no case the examples given by Mumanji, these both the characters will be registered. There will be only normalized form it will be registered, and the second will never be registered ever. So the question of registering a top level domain name will be only a one form which has been explained. Second form will never be registered in this form, because this, if one is registered, second will not be registered, obviously. Now the question is how people will input and how browsers are going to deal with it.
Yes.
That input mechanism is not, neither we are designing, Mumanji, nor we are having a scope, right? And secondly, this, and this is pretty much standard. There's a reason it is difficult for people to change, because this is being running last we don't know how many years since the Bangla become part of the Unicode, and these forms have been running since then. So we have a very specific task which we know as the top level domain name only, and in that, within the allowed characters, how do we use them is up to our choice. In a fundamental, that's what we are discussing. IP has suggested the workaround for you, which is exactly the right answer, and it is a technical answer. I will let Pitinan again explain for the purpose of record, so that we are clear about that the question which you have raised is already answered very clearly in a technical point. Pitinan, over to you, please. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. So I guess Dr. Ajay has covered most of it, and I just want to reiterate that it will be only one form in the DNS. So for the example you gave, it might exist in some other context, but within the domain name system, it will be only one form, which is the normalized form. So that's it. Thank you.
So, Mamanji, we lot of time we fail to understand the real problem now, because it is going to be stored in normalized form, and anybody in the world will be able to type that domain name in his input method and use that top-level domain name. That's all. So, there is no problem in registering that top-level domain name and typing the top-level domain name. And the choice of registration is only one way. There are not two ways. So there is no confusion here how you can register and how somebody should file an application if he chooses to use these three characters.
Okay, got your point.
Maybe I can add one more point on it as well. So
yes.
No matter how the user input these characters, either one stroke or intentionally put two stroke with combination of nukta, if it's possible, it will be registered in only one form, the normalized form. So
exactly.
Yes.
So there is no, so there cannot be any ambiguity here to at least resolve that top level domain name or type the top level domain name from the resolution perspective. So what is the worry now?
No argument, but still little confusion on
let us resolve the confusion. What is the confusion? So let me repeat that again. No, you can register in one form, that is a normalized form. I think there is no confusion here. It is clear.
No.
Now if the user type that character either as a single stroke or a combination of two keys, it will be considered and dealt with properly to resolve the top level domain name as normalized form. Is there any confusion here?
No. Okay, got it.
So what is the confusion now left?
I have a confusion on storing process, the final storing or
condition. My point is, it doesn't matter. You are not neither seeing packets right now when we are talking on this call. Are you able to see how encryption is happening, how data is transferring, which protocol is being used? Really concerned about? It's not part of our scope. Right now we are using the Zoom and talking, and the user ends there, right? Let us leave this entire technical part on the people who are doing it for us. We are not concerned about it, how it is stored, how it is not stored right now. This is not part of our scope.
Now,
from the user perspective, he registered the top level domain name, he typed the top level domain name, it is getting resolved. That's all.
Ajay sir, this is not only for top level domain name. The second level domain name also will be based on, I hope, based on this roles. There will be
right now we are, you will, when the LGR gets decided for second level, top level domain name, we can discuss this again. This is not the final document for second level domain names. This is not in our scope. Right,
I think there will be follow these types of rules similar.
So we can create a different discussion for that, right? Because there will be many characters which will get included. You will have in second level, you will have numericals getting included, right? Which is not part of this right now. We can't discuss that right at this stage.
Thank you for your explanation.
Yes, thank you. So, if there are no confusions, then we move that to send it to IP and accordingly the way IP has suggested. If there is no confusion now.
May you invite Mr. Mahfuz, sir?
Mamun, thank you very much. So far, I have understood from your discussion. First of all, thank you, Pitinen, for answering lots of questions in writing, and also for explaining to all of us. And whatever I could realize and I could understand, because I am not expert like you all, but what I have understood that even by mistake, if someone uses double stroke for entering these three characters, they will not see what is happening, but automatically they will see the only one stroke what they had desired for. Am I right?
Let me enter to that. Yes. It will be only one version, which is right now the one version in the normalized form is the two code points. So if the user key one stroke or mistakenly two stroke, it will be stored at the same way, which is right now two code points.
So from the user point of view, in fact, the user will not understand even if he makes a mistake or not. Because he will see the correct character on the screen. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So that sounds good that, in fact, some of the confusions are being removed from our side. So I would humbly request all of you to, as just we have received these answers from you this morning, allow us some time that we'll be discussing with this answer with our scholars and the linguistics and the technical persons in Bangladesh who are in fact involving in our end. And then we can fall back in writing that. We may not sit for one more meeting or such, but we can send it in writing that our opinion to you, Pitinan and all. Could I make myself clear?
That's okay. How much time we need to allocate for that?
Not more than 1 week.
Yeah, it will be more than 1 week because this week, as I mentioned, that from tomorrow I will be busy with the CTO program for a week in Bangladesh, which is taking place. And next week, I'm sure people will have their festive in India, Durga Puja. So after that, I think we can send you some output from our end.
Great. So Majumdarji, let us. So today is 30th or 29th. What is the date? 29th. Today?
Yeah, it's
29th. So let us keep 6th of October as the day to receive.
No. It will be too close because I said to you that from 30th till 4th we have the CTO meeting, and then it is 15, 16. Possibly it is Friday and Saturday. I'll not get anyone from here. So I need one more week for that, and then we can send a reply to you.
So 12th?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
No, sir, 12, hello?
Yeah, yes. Mamun.
Sorry for interruption. 12 is Saturday in Bangladesh.
Saturday, so. Okay, yeah.
So 11? 11?
No. Friday and Saturday, in fact, it is a holiday here in Bangladesh, so it will be difficult from our side to get someone. So let us make it on 14th, the Monday. So we have a working day before that on 13th, if something is needed to be adjusted.
Okay, but 14th, I think you will appreciate that. Let us finalize. That is the last date we should finalize at 14th. Yeah. We shall not try to extend there. And 14th, we will, in whatever way, we will move to IP in that direction. Is that okay and clear for all of us?
Yeah, okay. On 14th, we'll be, we may not sit for this meeting, but I can. We'll be sending the reply to you. I mean, okay. Pitinan and you all, the MBGV panel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to share that we are almost convinced and on your point, but we have to discuss with our lots of
thank you very much by saying these words. You made our Sunday.
Hello. I have to say something.
And, yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sunday is too closer. If we want to make more discussions with the all Bangla scholars around the world, so I think it will not be very much possible in this by Sunday actually.
Mr. Hasif, can you specify the date which Sunday you are meaning?
That means 13th of this month, next month.
Okay, then what do you propose?
I propose 25th.
25th is Friday.
Okay, 27th.
See, my suggestion would be we can choose 25th of January also on 2020. Question is, can we communicate via NBGP mailing list? Can we communicate with WhatsApp groups? Ask everybody's opinion on that note, which you can prepare in this week. And then have a discussion on a specific date announced 10 days before, just like we are talking today. We are on a holiday today, but we are talking. We are communicating. Bangladesh may be working today, but we are not. It's a holiday in India. We are talking and we are participating. Everybody is participating. It is about that if we are committed about our community and language, we need to work on a specific 1 hour and on some day. So we prepare everybody during these 15 days, 14 days, and get them on call and give them proper time tomorrow itself that we are going to have a call on 14th of October. Give them 15 days time to prepare. And that is a better strategy, right? Any day is fine because in a global community, we probably cannot decide a very comfortable date for everyone. Somebody is working on Sunday. You, like, you don't work on Friday.
We okay. don't work on can Sunday. Can we make this 23rd or 24th of next month? Because I think it's a tough discussion for us. So we want to connect all the global Bengali community. If we want to connect them, so we need that much time because all of them are not very comfortable with online meetings also.
So how you will communicate with them if it is not online?
I don't know, the government will decide, but it will be better for them to sit face to face. All the Bangla scholars around the world.
So Bangladesh government will call everybody from all over world, people in India or Bangladesh?
I think our government might take decision about this. I think there is a scope.
Okay.
Can I say
so what
something?
We are saying, yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. In fact, there is time constraint in our hand. So as we have proposed earlier, we'll try to make some output within 14th. I think let us try our best to make it, because we may always, as Mr. Ajay said, that we can always go out of the time, but that doesn't give any timely solution. But let us try on 14th. I think we can make some way out.
Okay, great. Thank you for your intervention. And let us have this call again on 14th. Petinan, can you please schedule that call same time on 14th of October? So that,
yes.
And before that, we would expect the reply before this time on 14th to discuss if there is any discussion and take the final call to move to the IP.
Yes, certainly. So I can set up a call on 14. Though I think actually the intention is 14, maybe Bangladeshi will share the response in writing without the meeting. But we can also have the meeting as well to discuss.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let us do that call also so that we have the final consensus recorded. So in any case, we will record the consensus or no consensus. We have to make this call sometime.
Right. And let me also give you some input. So the IP is actually request that every to the all the GPs that if you want to have some discussion around the ICANN 66 meeting, the proposal should be submitted by the 10th of October. So this is the communication they send across all the GPs.
So can you please send them request? We will send them the request for 14th of October. 4 days more we require. Yeah?
Sure.
So we will not send it on 10th. We will send it on 14th. So let us keep this also in a schedule. 14th, we will send them the request if it is required.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So
yes.
I think we are done for the call. Anybody wants to have a last minute, last talk, please go ahead and talk.
We have Anupam in the queue. Anupam, would you like to go ahead? Oh, okay.
Yes, Ajay. This is Anupam. I just wanted to say that, yes, 14th, when the discussion was happening on the timeline, I think 14th and a two-week notice for the Bangladeshi friends to go back to their community and come back with some opinion is a good time frame. And we should target for 14th, otherwise it is becoming too late now. So let us work a little extra to get this milestone achieved.
Thank you, Anupam. Really appreciate your comment. So anybody else wishes to say, else we adjourn the call. Thank you very much, my friends. We are doing historic work here. Please go back positively and come back with more positivity here on 14th. Let's get going and become part of the root. Thank you very much. Call is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.